Oh, good evening, ladies, gentlemen, people of the third gender, people of other, I don't know how other people identify themselves, but if you're out there, welcome to Tejas and Little Stevie.
Well, saying the third gender is not progressive because then you're insulting the other genders.
Well, I'm third gender.
Oh,
I don't identify. I don't identify, actually.
Sure. This is your bit, not mine.
It's not a bit. It's not a bit. I got to get my new license. I haven't gotten a California license yet, so it'll say MX on there.
Good Lord. I haven't gotten a New York license. I've lived here for, like, a year and a half.
Here's the thing, though. You don't drive a car, so if you get, like, pulled over, it's not like a big deal for having an out-of-state license.
I do actually drive a car now because I live in New Jersey.
Where do you have to drive to in New York?
I have to drive to New Jersey.
Why?
Because I work pretty late sometimes, and the bus is pretty, like, not great after 12:30, and sometimes I'm working until, like, 1:30. But my car is registered in Connecticut, so I'm still good. I'll just say I'm going to Connecticut.
Jeez, dude. The only good thing to come out of Jersey is GTL
NBA
wise guys. You know what? I'm not even gonna give GTL that that honor. I'm just gonna say wise guys.
They're the worst thing to come out of New Jersey.
Nah, dude. Jersey's the gangster capital of the world.
Yeah,
Italy was a cover. That's where they sent the low level gangsters to act like they were doing the big time work, but nah, it was all in Jersey, bro. At the bada bing.
Shout out Tony. Shout out Bobby Bacala.
Yeah.
And shout out the weather, because I had to turn my air off for the sake of this podcast, and I'm already sweating. So it's gonna get heated out here.
How hot is it in New York City?
Today was like 85.
Whew. It's a little warmer than it was out here in California.
Damn.
It was nice, beautiful weather. I couldn't complain. I couldn't tell you the temperature because I wasn't really paying attention, but it's been pretty nice.
Been hitting the beach every weekend. Cold to hot so quickly.
Dude, because, like, it's New York.
I know. We had no spring.
It sucks. It sounds like a you problem.
It does sound like a me problem, but this is what TLS Coast to Coast is all about. Talking about the weather.
Oh, yeah, dude. Coast to coast. We're doing it. I guess we're following in ESPN's footsteps. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I mean,
it'll be good for a while and
maybe,
then bad, I guess.
Maybe we can get like a late night show, like Barstool Van Talk, except last longer than a week.
Yep.
I mean, yeah. TLS is a pretty loyal fan base, I feel like.
We do. I mean, it's small, almost microscopic, but they're pretty loyal.
Hey, when we had Periscope, we had over 100 viewers.
Yeah, that's still pretty crazy.
We got to bring back Periscope. Is Periscope still a thing?
It's just Twitter live video. They just call it Periscope.
Twitter bought Periscope?
They did.
Twitter ruined Periscope?
Periscope... Facebook Live ruined Periscope.
No, Facebook Live is shit. Dude,
I know.
Pearl parties.
That was the end of Periscope.
Wow. Damn.
Does my voice sound weird?
I can't tell.
All right. Well, we'll take it. We're not.
We have to take it. You know, we can't really do much about it. I guess you could try and do something about it, but
no, not worth it. This is what the people want.
Where should we start? NBA playoffs or NFL draft?
That's up to you, man. The Sixers just lost, so I'm pretty hot.
I guess, can I get a hot take from you? Sixers and six?
So I've been – I know I'm going to see a lot of fucking overreaction from people that are saying, like, Simmons outplayed by TJ McConnell. How are you going to give him the rookie year? Like, Sixers losing to the Celtics without their best player. It's like, how are they going to be the best team in the East? The Sixers won 10 games 2 years ago. So ever since we made the playoffs, we've been playing with house money. If we lost in the first round, would I have been pissed? Yeah, obviously, but...
Who's y'all playing in the first round?
The Heat. I'm pretty mad.
Dude, the Heat are a better team than the Sixers, in my opinion.
Okay, no, they're not. But
Dwayne Wade just wanted to ride off into the sunset. He wanted to hit the banana boat a little bit before it gets, you know, overcrowded down in Miami. So I think that's the real reason why the Heat lost.
He tried. But I guess this will be fresh. I guess in this game in particular, the Sixers were up 48-24, and the Celtics went on a huge run to end the quarter. And they didn't call a timeout during the run. And I love Brett Brown. I'm not saying anything about him losing his job, but that was one of the worst coaching decisions I've seen at least all year from the Sixers. I don't know how you don't call a timeout here, but they're young. Their core players are young. They've never been on this big of a stage. Their coach has never been on this big of a stage. So I think
they blew it, dude.
They blew it, yeah, but
No. Brett Brown blew it.
Yeah, he was bad this game. But I did like him keeping TJ in for that long. I loved what I saw from Embiid and Covington and TJ. The process Sixers at the heart, leading the team in the playoffs. I wish we would have won, but I still think they take the next two games, and we'll see what happens. The Celtics haven't lost at home in the playoffs yet, so it's a tough place to win. And they're a tough team, even though their ceiling's not as high as some other teams, but they're tough out at home. They've been all playoffs.
Two things. One, I think Brett Brown should be fired. I didn't even watch the game. I watched maybe 20 seconds of it, and when I say I watched the play by play on my phone on ESPN.
Oh my god!
So that
should not be fired.
I think with the amount of talent he has, he needs to go. He's lost the locker room. He's pissed off Embiid.
None of this is stop. You sound like every anti-process talking head for the past couple of years. He should not be fired.
I haven't seen a championship yet, bro.
Yeah, no kidding. They won 10 games 2 years ago. They won 52 this year, and I've already won a playoff series.
Against a Heat team that didn't want to be there, okay?
You just said
Son Whiteside. No, I said that they didn't want to be there. I said Dwayne Wade was checked out. So, I mean, Hassan Whiteside, he was like, you know, I'm not going to talk to Eric Spoelstra during the series. You know, they had a lot of things going for them in that series. Now they're finally playing a real team that doesn't even have two of their best players, and they just lost two games in a row.
I made the mistake of clicking on Ben Simmons' name in the top trends on Twitter.
Oh, now, Hayes. God. He sucks, dude.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Big. I'm going to start calling him Big Game Ben. He just took that away from Bob Stoops. Big Game Bob.
He's been bad for the last two games. But first of all,
Maybe he should watch some film on Marcus Smart. What do you think?
No, listen. First of all, the Rookie of the Year votes are already counted. So for all these goddamn people.
He doesn't deserve it.
Yes, he does.
Even before the playoffs, I was a Donovan Mitchell believer.
Look, I want to get this out there. I'm going to be less mad if Mitchell wins this year than I was last year, because Mitchell is actually a really damn good player. And
he's also a rookie. Ben Simmons isn't a rookie.
No one has ever cared about this until this year. Now, all of a sudden, we want to change the rules. Blake Griffin won Rookie of the Year 6 or whatever years ago, doing the same thing. Embiid almost won it last year, and nobody cared about the fact that he wasn't this close.
He didn't deserve it. I told you. I called it from the beginning that Brogdon was going to win it.
You didn't call it from the beginning. You called it from April.
From when people started voting and caring about Rookie of the Year. No one cares about Rookie of the Year till April.
The people cared about it all year.
Really? I don't think so.
Oh, my God. Dude,
you work for something to do with the NBA, so like obviously you think people care about it all year. No one cares.
Everyone cares, but I don't want to talk about this.
Disagree. I mean, dude, what happened to Malcolm Brogdon this year? Did he win Sophomore of the Year? Is he just not in the conversations for any of that?
So you know how they have the Most Improved Award? Yeah, he won whatever the opposite is.
No way, really?
No, it doesn't exist. He was injured for most of the year.
Oh, but really?
He was a role player last year.
Is that why the Bucks lost first round?
Dude, I don't even know. I don't know how to explain whatever the Bucks are doing.
I don't understand it. It's like They
They should
haven't
be
even
so
hired a
much
head
better.
coach yet. How do you have an interim coach all season? The Knicks fire their coach at the end of the year, and you still haven't hired a coach. I
They
swear to Christ,
got eliminated like a week ago.
I
Give
know.
them a break.
Okay, but they should have had their game plan for the entire season.
They're gonna hire Budenholzer, I think for sure.
I hope. I don't know if he wants to go there though.
I think he does. I don't know why he wouldn't. He
I
left
guess they
Mil
have the
he left
best
Atlanta already.
roster. I mean, maybe he wants to go back to the Spurs, take over when Pop leaves.
I could see that, but he doesn't need to go and be an assistant. He'll either not coach this year or I think he'll coach the Bucks. I can't see him going to any of the other head coaching openings. But the Bucks,
Where,
you have a star
brother?
player. You have Middleton, who's really good and proved it in that playoff series. You might have Jabari. You got some role guys that are good. Thon Maker finally looked like an NBA player in the first round. Brogdon is fine.
What about Bledsoe?
Bledsoe did not look good in the playoffs. He did not do himself any favors. He looked.
Let's we're gonna pivot here. What about Playoff P? What's your review of Playoff
Playoff
P after the
P.
playoffs?
So, you were here last year for my Westbrook takes, right?
Maybe. Westbrook's a beast. That's all I know.
He's a beast, but he doesn't play winning basketball.
He
So,
did in this series.
the. No, he didn't. No, he didn't at all.
Playoff P didn't play winning basketball. I know that for a fact.
Westbrook scored 46 points on 43 shots.
Yeah, cool. He made it sounds like
No.
he made half his
He
shots.
went 18 for
50%.
43. He went 18 for 43.
Means he hit some good threes. It's pretty, if you're shooting that many threes, it's a pretty good percentage.
No, nothing about that screams you're going to win a championship playing like this.
Well, it's tough
Playoff
when you're playing
P.
against the rookie of the year.
The runner-up. But yeah, Playoff P was disappointing, but I don't know. I think it's hard to get yourself mentally checked in when with the way Westbrook plays. And not saying that he's not good. He's one of the best players in the league, but like you can't just run around and pass out at the last second and expect your players to do stuff. You have to, he does nothing off ball, which is huge. You know, say what you want about LeBron. He does similar things to Westbrook in that he gets the ball and just holds it and might pass out at the end, but normally just tries to score. But when he doesn't have the ball, at least for most of his career this year, he's getting a little Westbrook-y, but he'll do stuff when he doesn't have the ball. He'll cut, he'll set picks. Like
He'll
Westbrook's never set a pick in his
dabble
career.
around.
Yeah, Westbrook when he doesn't have the ball, he just stands there.
Well, that's
And
why they have Steven Adams. Steven Adams is supposed to be the pick guy.
yeah, but you, any every player needs to do something when they don't have the ball, and Westbrook just doesn't. And then when he has the ball, he dominates the ball. He doesn't really spread it around. His assists are normally passing out of plays or layups, which layups fine, obviously to his credit. They're all fine assists, but it's not consistent enough to where you can win at that level. And he has to change his game if he ever wants to win a title.
Is this the end of Billy Donovan? How does he
No,
still have a job after this
they said he's
season?
staying. Because you replace the coach, they're going to do the same thing. They did the same thing with Scott Brooks. They're doing the same thing now. All they did with Durant was ISO ball. And it's not how you win. I think that's a big part of the reason why he left, because
Who gets fired first, Scott Brooks or Billy Donovan? Or do they get fired in the same season?
that's a good question. I could see them both very well being fired at the end of next season. I think that's pretty realistic.
This now I'm gonna take the spotlight here because this was the best call I made of the year. Jeff Hornacek sucking in New York City. I
Yeah.
called that. I literally said, why in the world would you hire this guy? After he did so bad for Phoenix, you're gonna go with him? I wish we had that clip. I wish we had that recording. Hear me say that.
Well, here's the thing about Hornacek. I'm not saying he's a good coach, but he never really had a plan to, or sorry, not plan. He never had an opportunity in New York to really build his own thing there because Yeah.
They already saw him build his own thing in Phoenix, and guess what?
Well, then they should have never hired him. But
they never should have hired him.
No, but he ran.
Don't
the
try
Phil
and defend Jeff Hornacek. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
I'm not going to sit here and say that he's a good coach, but
it's a grade A jabroni.
You can judge him on his stint in Phoenix. I don't really think you can judge anything off of his stint in New York. It's just, it was what it was. He ran the Phil system for a year. He got to take over. They looked all right. Porzingis got hurt. They did what they should have done and lost for the rest of the year, and then he got fired. But I like Fizdale more, so I am.
Well, everyone does. They're trying to get LeBron, okay? Like, that's the
no,
that's
not.
Their tickets.
He's never going there.
No, dude, I heard he wants to go there. I heard he likes the New York weather. Trying to expand the James brand. I mean, where else? I mean, I guess he should technically go to L.A. if he wants to be the GOAT. But
he isn't going to the Knicks. That's not happening. Oh,
is
my God.
Leaving?
I'm pretty sure this book I was on was giving my mic an echo.
Really?
Oh, well. Well, hopefully this sounds better.
It sounds a million times better.
But, what the hell?
Fizdale. We're talking about head coaches. Oh, you made me lose my train of thought there.
Well, now we have real audio. Good thing we got those Sixers takes out before that.
If what's his name? If LeBron went to L.A. before they had and they won one championship with him there, would they build a statue for him?
That's – I don't know. I think there's – they might. They would
if he stayed there for the rest of his career and they didn't win a championship – would they still build a statue for him?
In
does
LA?
He have to win a? Yeah. Does he have to win a championship to get a statue?
Yeah. I don't know. Unless he's there for like six years. If they win a title, I think he'd just get his jersey retired if he's only there for a little bit. I don't know about a statue. Because like, I don't think Miami. I don't think Miami would build him a statue.
Dude, are the Cavs? Are the okay? Let's go to the next one. Are the Pacers that good or are the Cavs that bad?
Have you seen the current series?
They're up 2-0.
Yeah. The...
So they must be – the Pacers must have been that good.
The Cavs didn't play great. Love struggled. But the Pacers are – they're underrated. They play hard. I said before the year on Bull Predictions, shout out to my other podcast that hasn't had a new episode in almost a year.
Nice.
I said
shout out to bold predictions.
I said that the Pacers I thought would be better than people thought because they had a lot of players that were pretty good. Nobody great. Obviously, I didn't see Oladipo coming. So I would have guessed they would have been like the 36-37 range and Oladipo, along with a lot of other guys getting better, elevated that team. They're not bad. They play hard. Nate McMillan, I think, should be the coach of the year.
Nope. You're wrong.
Well, there's like eight guys that I would
No. There's only one choice. Quinn Snyder.
Again, another guy that I'd be fine with.
But the guy.
I think Stevens is going to win it, which is also fine. But no, the Pacers are pretty good, and the Cavs didn't play well, and a lot of their guys didn't play well, and LeBron carried that team
I can't say anything bad about the Pacers because my boss is a Pacers fan and he listens to the show.
He heard
me ripping on them earlier in the year for getting rid of playoff P.
That trade, man, it's wild how that's developed.
Obviously it was the better way. Like, who would you rather have in that series? Playoff P or Victor Oladipo?
It's insane. It's honestly insane.
So it's a close one because playoff P is pretty good. I mean, he loved playing in Indy. If you could have one player, Oladipo or playoff P, who would you take?
I'm still taking playoff P.
You're taking playoff P, really?
Yeah. You know who else was bad in the playoffs last year? Victor Oladipo. You know why? You think there's a correlation between it? Oladipo being bad last year and Paul George being bad this year. I feel like there's something well, something that links
Mello,
them together.
But Mello was there this Mello's year. That's lost,
man, poor Mello.
Not what's wrong Mello, with him?
He's gonna get $28 million next year.
I heard he doesn't want to sit on the bench. Does he take the 20? So what happens? He's just gonna take $28 million and sit on the bench?
He's taking the money, and I think they're gonna buy him out.
That's what? What? They're gonna buy him out?
I honestly think they might buy him out.
But so they're gonna give him $28 million, and then they're gonna be like, "Oh, here's another million to get you off the team."
No, when you buy out, you normally take less money than what your contract would be. And I
please
think
tell
Mello
me he's not going wherever LeBron goes. Please tell me he won't play with LeBron.
I don't know, but I think like he would take a couple extra. He would lose a couple million, not a lot, but to be bought out. And I think that's what I don't think they want him there. I think they should keep him there because like you might as well try it again. I don't know.
Playoff P's gone, bro. He's not going to be there.
Part of the playoff P, he's gone. He's so gone.
Rumor mill is that playoff P is out of OKC. He may hate Oklahoma City more than Charles Barkley does.
I don't see why he would stay there. Like, they're not going to compete because they play the dumbest type of basketball you could play. They're in Oklahoma.
That is
no.
Scott. That has Scott Brooks' name all over it.
Not Billy Donovan.
Not Scott there. Brooks. Billy Donovan. Excuse me.
Look, I don't know, man. I
hate both Scott Brooks and Nick Billy Donovan.
We could do the whole Westbrook thing over and over again, but the fact that they've won one more playoff game this year and they had Paul George is pretty mind-blowing.
If you're the owner of the Oklahoma City Thunder, who do you rather have? Playoff P, Victor Oladipo, or Russell Westbrook?
You have to keep Westbrook. You're in it. You're in it.
I love Westbrook, man. I wish he could win a champion. He deserves it. Kid deserves it.
Change his game. He needs to adapt. He needs to do other things.
Maybe he can convince Golden State to trade him for Kevin Durant.
Yeah, and then the Warriors would never win another title.
No, they'd be sick. They'd be awesome, man.
I honestly this is going to sound like a hot take, but I don't think they trade Nick Young for him.
Wow.
Because A, they're already by far the best team in the league, and B, he would ruin their system.
No, he wouldn't.
He could
tear
not
it up.
Step into that system.
He'd be great.
And they move the ball, and they play unselfishly. And
that's he doesn't Westbrook basketball.
Westbrook's basketball is play selfishly, shoot bad contested shots, and rebound.
No, dude. He brought together the dream team. That doesn't sound – sounds less selfish.
What the hell is the dream team?
Playoff P, him and Mello? That's what they've been dreaming about, dude. Get the boys back together.
That's a nightmare. That's not a dream.
Who comes out of the West? Is it going to be the Rockets or the Warriors or the Jazz? I'm kind of thinking Jazz.
It's going to be the Warriors, I think.
Is the series with Houston or the Jazz going to be close? Like, sorry, when I say with Houston or the Jazz, whoever the Warriors have to play those two, is it going to be close?
I think the Rockets would be... I'd say 6, maybe 7. The Rockets are good, but I think the Jazz would be shorter. I think they would run Gobert off the floor, which...
Ooh. Are the Pelicans even going to win a game against the Warriors?
I hope so. I got to take a victory lap because before the year I predicted the Pelicans would win a playoff series, and it was a goddamn roller coaster. And they almost
how the hell did they destroy the Trailblazers like that?
Because Davis is insane.
It's all Davis.
Well, the role players are playing great. Playoff Rondo, of course. Jrue Holiday looked like he was earning his money. Mirotić was huge. Etwan Moore played well. Everything just clicked, and the Blazers played really bad. The Blazers were slipping near the end of the year, and then they really slipped.
Who do the Blazers have besides Damian Lillard?
McCollum.
That's it.
Pretty much. Evan Turner, Nurkic, Mo Harkless.
How good would the Jazz be if Gordon Hayward wasn't that guy and left?
They'd be wild. You never know, though, because, like I don't know if Mitchell becomes Mitchell this year if Hayward's still there.
Yeah, he does. You want to know why? Because Quinn Snyder is the man.
He would.
He's a top five NBA coach. If I'm LeBron, I'm looking at the Jazz. That's my go-to. He's
never going to the Jazz.
Why not, dude? It's his best opportunity.
You think LeBron's going to Utah?
Why not?
Yeah, that's that would be awesome.
He's not staying in Cleveland, right? Like we can definitely tell that.
I don't know, man. I don't know. We don't know where LeBron's head is at. His kids are older. Maybe they want to stay there. He really doesn't have anything left to prove. I think that the teams where he could go and win a title immediately is really only Houston and maybe Philly. And, like, I don't think he wants to go to Philly or, like, play there or live there. I don't think he would go to Houston. He might. I don't know.
Is Meek Mill invited to any of the games in Philadelphia now that he was part of the reason why the Celtics won game two?
How is it? Do not blame this on Meek.
Meek was supposed to show up and be the shining star that saved the team.
I know.
He just didn't fulfill his part of the agreement.
Yes, he's going to be at every game.
Interesting. Is he going to ring the bell?
He already rang the bell. He rang the bell the day he got out.
I know, but is he going to get to ring the bell again?
We'll see. Maybe if they get a game, must-win game. I don't think he'll ring three or four, though. Who knows?
Does Kawhi Leonard stay in San Antonio?
I think he does. I actually think he does. I feel like that's kind of a hot take. I don't know, though.
Dude, I've been reading some articles. It sounds like he's just got really bad people in his camp right now.
Yeah, I got to read the ESPN piece. I heard that was...
It was really... I was like, whoa. I was like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
I don't know how... Like, you have to be like... I don't know the right word to use this. In a bad mind frame to pick the people that he has in his corner.
I just feel... That.
There's really bad words I could use, but as I said, my boss listens to this, so I got to keep it G-rated.
Wow, we're keeping it G-rated. Okay,
I mean you can say boss. Whatever.
Give him a
yeah. What's up, Phil? See if Phil listens to this tomorrow.
Phil, give him a fucking raise.
Yeah.
Anyways,
I love it.
I think the Spurs need Kawhi, and I think Kawhi needs that $70 million that they could offer him that the other teams can't, unless they trade him. And I just think, like, if they're going to trade him, unless he commits to re-signing with the Celtics and they give up Tatum or Brown or some of their picks, it's like, what are you going to get for Kawhi that is a better option than just trying to make amends?
Did you see that Dr. J said today, actually, that Tatum should have been the number one overall pick?
I did, but it should have been Mitchell.
Dude, different situations, man. Different situations. I think Jason Tatum is just – it's honestly, he played exactly the way people said he would. He was NBA ready. That's what everyone said.
He's a much better Much better three-point shooter than we thought because he didn't shoot that well from three in college.
You know what? Dude, okay. I mean, sorry. I know we're just talking about Jason Tatum, but that Duke team next year. Oh, my Lord. I'm so excited.
Yeah, they got a ton of commits, right? You're not a Duke fan.
I've always been a Duke fan. I don't know where you've been.
You lose your Duke card when you go to a basketball school.
Dude, I went to, like, no games.
That's not true. We have photos of us together at games.
Yes, but that was like freshman year. I don't think I went to a game like the last 2 years I was there.
You're a fair weather fan then. You only went the year you were good.
I didn't realize how boring the games were.
You're ridiculous.
Honestly, I think the bar was more fun to watch a game than to actually be at the game.
Well, that's fair. That's why you pregame, though. And then
yeah,
you overpay for some beers. Then you fall asleep at games.
Is that what happened to you, little Stevie?
That only happened
to
me
I would
once.
Hope that you were 20. I believe you're 21 every single time you had a beer at those games, correct?
No.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
But I was when I fell asleep.
Work for a
I
beer
was
company. I can't acknowledge that. I have to assume that you had a. You're actually 21, and your memory's misguided
you. Yeah, you're
you.
Right. Actually, I was 21.
Oh, okay, good. That's
because
what I thought.
Now that I think of the beer that I would be drinking at the Bradley Center, I was definitely legally enjoying a Miller Lite.
Yeah, dude. Miller Lite. It's great beer. Second best beer I've ever had.
You got to get us a sponsorship.
First best beer I ever had, Miller High Life.
High Life is good. I want to give a quick shout out here to the Raptors for still being owned by LeBron and dropping two straight games at home. Because, like, as bad as I could feel about the Sixers for getting swept in Boston, like, they just – this was their year, man. This was their year, and they just got swept by LeBron by himself.
Is Dwayne Casey going to get fired?
No, absolutely not. But you know what's going to be hilarious? If he wins Coach of the Year after they get swept by Cleveland.
He probably should, man.
No, he shouldn't.
Dude, no one else could do with that team what he's done. Maybe Quinn Snyder, because Quinn Snyder is the GOAT. But Dwayne Casey's a close second. Honestly, if I had a choice between primetime Phil Jackson and Dwayne Casey, I'd take Dwayne Casey.
No.
Yes, I would never pick Phil Jackson ever. The dude's a nut.
Cut it out. My thing about
no,
Casey,
I'm serious.
I'm gonna take
something from the Stugotz book. Phil Jackson has no championships in my book.
Oh my god.
I personally think LeBron has he's got six. Michael Jordan, he's got 12 because he gets Phil's, and Scottie Pippen has two.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing is Phil Jackson a good coach right now? We're not doing that.
Why?
Because
that
is horrible, horrible discussion because he was clearly a good coach. Maybe he won too many rings because of the talent, but they weren't winning before he got there in Chicago.
What's worse, James, how white James Dolan's teeth are or the job that Phil Jackson did with the Knicks?
The job Phil Jackson did.
Interesting. That's a bold take.
Can you imagine if the Sixers took Porzingis at three and then Phil Jackson got stuck with Jahlil Okafor? He literally would have had zero good moves as the GM.
Is Porzingis a good move?
Yeah. What?
I just don't know.
Yes.
I think we'll have to wait and see on that one.
No, we don't. He's clearly a good player.
I personally am a big Jahlil Okafor fan.
Oh my god.
I think he's done very well in Brooklyn.
Dude, he doesn't even play.
What?
Look up his numbers.
How many minutes?
You're just talking out of your ass, dude.
Well, I thought he'd look good in college, and I saw some 20-point games out of him in Philly.
He plays a fossilized style of basketball. That's the Jahlil Okafor problem. He averaged 12.6 minutes a game in
Brooklyn. How many
Brooklyn?
Points? 6.4. That's pretty good.
No, it's
a
not.
Point, a point every 2 minutes?
Okay, I want to get back to Dwayne Casey. My reasoning why I don't think he should win Coach of the Year is because, not that he hasn't done a great job, but they won 56 games 2 years ago. So, like, just because you slightly reworked your system with little to no roster turnover, I don't think that should be given Coach of the Year over what Nate McMillan or Quinn Snyder or Brett Brown or Brad Stevens have done this year. Like,
okay, I just want to clear one thing up. You can hate on Dwayne Casey. That's fine.
No, I'm not hating.
Don't say Brett Brown is a better coach than Quinn Snyder.
The Coach of the Year isn't the best coach award because if it was, Pop would win it every year. it's who did, I'd say, the most impressive thing this year. I throw Brett Brown in there because they went from 27 wins to 52 wins, which whichever way you want to slice that is impressive. But I think I'd probably go with McMillan and Snyder as 1 and 2 because they lost stars and they didn't lose a beat. They got better.
I dig Nate McMillan.
Yeah, and I don't even know if I think Nate McMillan is that good of a coach, but I just like the fact that they took Cleveland to 7 and won like 48 games is wild.
I think Oladipo may win MVP next year.
That's a hot take. That would
I think it's pretty. He's working out more. He found a thing that worked for him. And you saw those texts from his trainer, like, dude, they're getting at it early.
The fact that we can call Victor Oladipo like a dark horse MVP candidate, just think about how ridiculous that would have been a year ago. Yes, that's nuts. He was not good. You know what I mean. But he's pretty good. But he was not like this. He's wild this year.
Yeah, dude. Shows you what happens when you get out of the Larry. Actually, I forgot. Larry Bird was never with Victor Oladipo. I actually just found out a couple weeks ago that Larry Bird's no longer with the Pacers.
No, he's still there. I don't think he's in the same role, though. No, but he's still around. He was at a lot of the games. Yeah, I guess he's not the president anymore, but like he's there.
I think he's a consultant, which is like nothing. He doesn't really do anything.
Oh, okay. He resigned as president, but he's still an advisor. So yeah,
he's probably the one who told him to make that Paul George trade. He's probably like, let's give this Oladipo kid a shot. He'll sell jerseys at the minimum.
I think that's why they did it, really, because I think they just didn't want to give him to one of the contenders in the East. I think they wanted to send him away to a place that they, I don't know, maybe didn't want to resign, but Oladipo is beloved in Indiana, so.
Oh, I'm aware.
Was my mic working right there?
Yeah, it worked.
My light
turned off. He's beloved in Indiana.
Beautiful.
Who do you think's more popular, him or Pat McAfee? Because I'm convinced it's Pat McAfee.
It's Oladipo, but
it's Oladipo. You also think? Pretty beloved.
Dude, yeah. Yes. Interesting.
Had to think about that though.
No, people who aren't on the internet aren't like huge Pat McAfee guys. I love Pat McAfee, but it's Oladipo.
I guess. Should we move on to the
let's move on to the NFL, yes.
NFL draft, baby. Here we go. What are your thoughts?
You take it away. We did my domain. It's football. I want to hear what you got here.
I'm really concerned with the Van Der Esch draft pick for the Cowboys.
Right.
I honestly have no clue what the Cowboys were doing during the draft. you have Calvin Ridley, who is a beast, on the board, and you take this dude, Country Bumpkin from Idaho, who is not going to fit in that locker room. I question where his head's at. I think he's taking too many shots to the head. But
my God,
I didn't understand that.
Well, I don't think people were very high on the receivers this year. Like, no one went till 24. That usually doesn't happen. People usually talk themselves into a guy.
I don't think he was the best player on the board. I think you always – I'm a big Ken Wisenhunt guy. You always got to take the best player on the board.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess in the first round, I think that's a good motto to live by. How do you feel? Or not? Keep going.
No. You're good. You're good. I think in the first 10 picks. I think in the first 10 picks, you take the best guy, unless you got Minka Fitzpatrick on the board, where you have to take that.
Well, I could see 4 teams in the top 10 that definitely did not take the best guy because they kept taking quarterbacks.
Well,
quarterback is more important, though.
the big one that really grinded my gears was the Browns not taking Bradley Chubb.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. That was the first real surprise of the draft.
It's like maybe they thought he was going to be off the draft board, and so they're like, okay, we're not even going to think about picking him. And then they didn't realize he was still on there and still made their pick, you know?
Well, I think they fell in love with Denzel Ward. They probably had him as soon as they took Baker. They were probably like, if Barkley's not here, we want Ward.
Here's the worst part, dude, is they could have waited and gotten one of the guys that the Packers got that I think his name's like Jair Alexander. Or if they just waited till the second round, the guy from Iowa was still on the board. I think his name's like Joe Jackson.
I think it's Josh Jackson.
Josh Jackson. That's it. Like, I just don't get why they didn't draft one of those two guys.
Well, Ward's from Ohio State. They probably get watched a lot of him. You fall in love with prospects. I don't disagree with you. I probably would have taken Chubb too, but I could see where they're coming from. What did you think of Baker?
I wasn't surprised. If I didn't read the news that day, I would have been shocked.
Yeah, that's the thing. It was kind of crazy.
But now I believe he was the right choice. Now that I hear that the Patriots almost traded up for him.
Yeah, that's wild. It's wild how much people fell in love with this dude. And I do think if he doesn't seem ready day one, like, they have Tyrod. I don't know if it made sense to trade a third-round pick for Tyrod, but that's
you can play Tyrod all year. Who are you realistically getting in the third round?
You can get a lot of good defensive players in the third round. The Rams have gotten a lot of good players in the third round over the last couple of years.
Who?
Cooper Kupp, Tremaine Johnson.
Cooper Kupp's not a great player.
Good players.
I would take Tyrod Taylor over Cooper Kupp any day of the week.
In a vacuum, yeah, but you're getting Baker.
I know, but I don't want him to start. He needs to take some time off.
Well, yeah, no. I'm not saying it's a bad move. I'm just saying that in the NFL, picks on the first 2 days are always valuable. You can find good players in the second and third round. Not like you're more than likely not going to be finding franchise saving guys, but there's always starters that go that late. Juju went, I think, in the third round too. A lot of the better receivers in the last couple drafts came on day two.
Wow. I mean, I think that guy from SMU is going to be really good. I don't know anything about him, but I heard Dez Bryant comparisons. Yeah. I heard the Cowboys actually almost took him. They should have. Why they didn't trade up and pick him, I just don't know.
Did they end up taking a receiver?
I have no clue. I just knew it was Van Der Esch. And then our second round pick was, I want to say, an O-lineman.
Yeah, I think you're right. The Rams didn't pick till 89, so I was just like chilling.
Yeah, but I call Marcus Peters, Aqib Talib both picks.
Well, no, they got they didn't have a first round pick because of Cooks, they have a second round pick because of Watkins, unfortunately, and next year we don't have a second because of Peters. I think we traded a fourth we traded a fifth for Talib.
I like the pickup. I think Talib's great.
No, I'm fine with all those moves, man. I'm glad they're going in for it.
I mean, they have to. I think. I mean, like, think about it. You gave up a second next year for Brandon Cooks. I mean, for Peters. For Marcus Peters, like, that totally works out. And as long as
if all goes well, that pick's going to be in the 60s. So it's like you're
exactly.
Good.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're going to have a good year.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
But God, are they going to be the best team in LA? I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know, dude. I like Derwin James. I think he was the best player. I think he's going to be the best player out of this draft.
I've always liked the Chargers, but I don't know how you say they're going to be
no
right
one
now.
Ever. Even San Diego didn't like the Chargers.
I've liked the
LA
roster.
Hates the Chargers.
Yeah, you're in there. Have you met a Chargers fan?
No. Maybe.
Have you
met
any Rams
remember.
Fans?
Few and far between.
still.
I'm in Orange County, so it's like, it's kind of like mini LA. It's
Here's
like
the question.
A,
have you met any Raider fans?
Yes, absolutely.
Because yeah, they're still LA's
team.
People love
the Raiders. They're still LA's team. They should still be LA's team. It's a disgrace. It was highway robbery, what the NFL did by not giving LA the Raiders and giving them two mediocre teams instead.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. The Rams won their division
last year.
The
Rams. Fuck the King, fuck the King's Guard, and fuck the Rams.
Wow. Okay.
I heard there may, speaking of fucking the King's Guard, I heard there may, pardon my language, maybe I shouldn't have said that. It's too late now. In season two of, that was a quote, by the way, so I didn't actually come up with that.
We know, Hound in Blackwater.
The Hound. But, it sounds like there's going to be some two-hour episodes in the new season that's coming out.
There's
going to
be six episodes, so I hope so.
I'm pretty stoked.
I hope so, too. But, man, I'm a little hurt by last season still.
Amazing season.
Nah,
what
I
a
just,
season.
I don't agree.
You didn't think it was good?
Have we not talked about it on the podcast? Let's talk about Game of Thrones, because nobody's talking about it right now. So, I thought it was very well shot, and very well acted, and very well directed, and the fight scenes were beautiful, and the cinematography, as always, was top-notch, and that episode where...
Battle of the Bastards?
No, that was last season.
I thought we were talking about last season.
No, I'm talking about the most recent season.
Isn't that last season?
Sorry, that was six. Season seven, the episode I'm talking about was the one when...
Dude, Battle of the Bastards was in season six, it was the last season.
Six. No, it wasn't in seven.
Oh, interesting. Really?
I'm talking... Yeah, this season sure? had the episode where Daenerys fought the Lannisters with their dragons.
Yeah, that's
that
right.
That one was awesome.
Great. God.
And it had that White Walker episode.
The last episode was pretty insane.
Here's what bugged me about the show is that while the zombies and the actions and the fire and the dragons and all that was what made the show dope, like what made the show go from just like a spectacle to like an actually all-time great show was like how interesting and complex a lot of the characters and plots and storylines were, and they've just been dumbing it down slowly since season four. And this year, it just, like, the fact that they built up Tyrion in the first four episodes of the season where he's trying to win the war with these, like, schemes and not just, like, overpowering and burning down King's Landing, and he fails. And then Daenerys is like, nah, we're going to do it my way. We're just going to go destroy the Red Keep and just ruins the Lannister army. The fact that after that, Tyrion's next idea is to go beyond the wall to steal one zombie so you could bring it to Cersei to get her, whatever, 200 fucking men or whoever's left in the army to join your forces and try and save the realm when you don't need them at all to do it, and they're not going to make a difference.
You need every person you can get.
Still, they could have just taken the men. And nobody even blinks at this idea after everyone was like shitting on his ideas for the four episodes before it. And it was, the whole thing was just a plot device to get the White Walkers a dragon. It was the whole thing. And I get why you have to do that, because you don't have George R. R. Martin's, you know, manuscripts anymore. And you have to get them the dragon at some point. So
I think here's the bigger issue they ran into. Like, what we've gone past the books, and I think at the same point, there's so much like that would have been in the books that to like put it into two or three seasons, just isn't enough time. I think that it doesn't matter. It's not the best show on HBO. The best show on HBO is Veep, hands down.
Love Veep. You got no debate from me there. But no, because. They didn't have to rush. That was the thing. They didn't have to shorten.
They
these
did.
Seasons.
You want to know why? Because well, it's money. Too expensive. It's too expensive.
But they're never gonna have a show like this.
You're echoing a little bit.
Yeah, I hear.
I think.
That. What the hell happened? How's this sound? Does that sound any better?
I think it's still echoing. But I mean, it's a bummer because it's going to end. I think the thing a lot of people are looking forward to are the spin-offs. Like they're going to do Robert's Army, you know, stuff like that. I want to know more about the hoodlums, the wildlings.
Oh my god. Okay, I fixed my mic problem. I feel like a moron. Yeah. Holy shit.
It sounds pretty good.
I had two microphones on. My mic kicks ass. That's why I was so pissed off this wasn't working.
Wow. Thanks for ruining the show.
Well, the good news is that we can do our Infinity War talk with my clear microphone, right?
Oh, Infinity War talk. I can't wait for that. I think my first question is, have you seen any other movies this year besides Infinity War? Have there been any other good ones?
Black Panther.
I saw that. It's pretty good. What'd you think?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I think it was slightly overrated only in the sense that, like, it has the highest rating for a Marvel movie on Metacritic, like, by far. And people are saying, like, it changed the genre and, like, this is the best superhero movie ever. And it was a very good superhero movie, and obviously its cultural importance can't be understated, but just, like, as a movie by itself, it's another great Marvel movie. It's not their best. It's far from the worst. I'd probably have it hovering around, like, in the 7 or 8 range, 6, 7, 8 range on my rankings in terms of the Marvel universe, but it was definitely good. It was very good. It just wasn't the best movie Marvel's made. Like, it wasn't really even close to it.
What do you think the worst movie Marvel's made?
It's probably the Hulk movie. The Edward Norton one.
The one with Edward Norton?
Not a bad movie.
What about the pre-Edward Norton one?
Yeah, I don't count that, though. I'd say it's the movies within the Avengers universe. The pre-Edward Norton one was horrible.
Yeah, I don't think they're ever going to make another Hulk movie again.
No, they won't. There's like some weird things with the rights to who owns a Hulk movie, but they can still use him in everything. Okay. So like they're just
interesting.
Yeah, fun facts. They co-produced the first Hulk movie with Universal, and that was before Disney bought Marvel. And now, like, for whatever reason, the Hulk's solo film rights, like, are still kind of with Universal, so they would get a big part of the profit. So
interesting.
Yeah, so they're never gonna make a Hulk movie, I don't think. But he was basically the second main character of Ragnarok, so they're gonna figure out a way around it. I don't think I saw any other movies in theaters, so I heard that A Quiet Place was super good.
Yeah, I read about it on Wikipedia. It read really well on Wikipedia.
You read the plot, or you read, like, the reviews?
Yeah, I read the plot.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I just didn't think I was going to see it, so...
But, like, is your life better now that you know the plot, but haven't seen
it? It is. I really enjoyed reading it, actually. I do that for any movie. Like, if there's a movie that I'm afraid to go see alone, like, I feel like people would judge me if I went to it, I'll read the plot.
But just wait for it to come out on DVD.
Nah, I'd rather read the plot and know what happens in the moment.
That's dumb. That's dumb, dude. What?
Yeah, I do that for every show. Like, if there's like a chick flick and it sort of talks, you know, it seems kind of interesting to me, I'll just read the plot, figure out what happens.
Yeah,
I actually kind of like reading the plot better than going to the movie sometimes.
Okay.
I'm not even kidding. It's very relaxing.
It takes like 3 minutes.
Yeah, but if you get someone who wrote a good summary, it's a good read. Like Quiet Place was kind of like, damn.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch it.
I felt like I watched it, to be honest.
I'm going to enjoy watching the movie.
Like, I had a friend who wanted to go see it, and I'm like, no, I'm good. I read the plot. I don't need to see it now.
Oh, man.
I want to see Isle of Dogs. That's the one that I want to see, actually.
The only movies I've seen in theaters this year, I think, are Black Panther and Infinity War. And I've been watching a ton of movies since Oscar season.
I guess we got to jump into Infinity War then.
Yeah,
right?
Let's do it. So, disclaimer, obviously.
No spoilers.
No.
We're not going to give any away.
No, fuck that. I hate when, like, people do spoiler-free, like, discussions about the movie.
Oh, so we're going to spoil it.
If you haven't seen the movie, come back to this later. Odds are, no one knows when the next Ass and Little Stevie episode is, so you got some time to let this one digest.
No. We're gonna do a new one sooner rather than later. We gotta get back into it.
I agree. Also, we got some questions from Jared. We'll answer them after the review. I'm gonna timestamp this, so if you don't want to listen to the Infinity War review, you can skip it.
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah, the floor is yours.
Oh man, I read something on Facebook today, and it perfectly described what I was feeling, and it was like, this is the first movie in a long time that I've wanted to go see it again right afterwards.
Oh my god, yeah, dude. I'm going again tomorrow, finally. I've been chomping at the bit to see it again all week, man. So much happened.
I don't think it's just so much happened. I think it was that good.
It was great.
Like, I was reading the reviews, and I was like, okay, it got a worse rating than Avengers 1, which I'm like, okay, it's a good movie. It got a worse review, I think it was, like, right around Thor Ragnarok, and I was like, Ragnarok was pretty good, but was it amazing? I saw this, and I was, like, on the edge of my seat the entire freaking movie. I was like, whoa, this is, like, so good. Eyes were watering up, because I was just like, when I thought, I forget, I think Peter Parker dying, that was like really sad.
Yeah, man.
Like,
it's wild that, like, yeah, it's like we know, like, people that follow movies, like, I guess as hard as we do, like we know him in, like, Black Panther and Doctor Strange are 99% coming back. But, like, for that to, like, still, like, hit you in the feels, like, Spider-Man dying, even though you know you're probably going to see him again, like, that's a job well done by everyone involved.
When Tony Stark was getting killed, I was like, holy shit.
My really upset me, honestly. Like, we got a gasp from, like, the whole audience in my theater when that happened. I think that was, like, the last, like, I was shocked. Like, he got stabbed, and everyone was like, whoa. I was like, damn. Because he could have died. He could have been,
here's,
like,
the thing. I was on Facebook earlier that day, and someone goes, or there was like a post because someone was being a jackass, and it's like, Tony Stark dies, Hulk kills him. So the whole movie, I'm freaking out because he's going to die. And I'm like, oh shit, he still dies. It's just not the Hulk. So, like, I totally thought he was dead. I thought he was, like, fucking screwed. I
hate people that post spoilers or fake spoilers. Fake spoilers that could be true but aren't.
I think my favorite, man, there are two characters who really stood out in the movie to me. One was Doctor Strange was freaking awesome.
Yeah,
he literally, I hope they come out with another Doctor Strange movie because I could watch like 10 of those. Two, Captain America was unreal sick.
Really?
When he rescues Vision and what's her name? Scarlet Witch. Yeah, when he rescues her and Vision, I was like, oh my god.
That scene was awesome.
So sick.
He didn't really do much outside of that scene.
Oh dude, and when he's fighting off all those spider like things in Wakanda, I was like, this is so dope. Him and Bucky kind of reuniting. I was like, damn. I just thought he was such a bad. I mean, it made me like sit there like, damn, Cap is so sick.
Nah, he was dope, and I think he's gonna. I think he's gonna get a lot more to do in the next Avengers, and I think that's why they didn't give him as much time in this movie. But you're right, like
your mic just cut out there.
Yeah, well. My mic cut out a couple times, but we could still hear it because I had the fucking internal microphone on my computer for some reason.
Nice.
Anyways, but yeah, every time he showed up, like, you felt it. You're like, Cap's here. And I think the directors have been saying that, like him and Black Widow are going to get a lot more time in the next movie, and that's why this movie they wanted to give like the Guardians of the Galaxy more time and people like that. Like somebody posted the amount of screen time each character got on Reddit.
Yeah.
Cap's in the movie for 6 minutes and 45 seconds.
Really?
Isn't that wild? The highest is only 29 minutes.
Who's that? Thanos. Scarlet Witch?
Thanos is 29 minutes.
Dude, he is one of the best bad guys ever. He is maybe the best bad guy ever. And honestly, he's going on his spiel about like why he's doing what he's doing. And I kind of like was like, shit, I kind of started to like Thanos.
It's like, I think this movie and Black Panther, what they did about their villains, it's like, you know, they're wrong in how they're going about what they're doing, but like, you kind of like get why they want to do it. And I think
it's a scary thing, man.
Yeah. It's like Thanos more than Michael B. Jordan and Black Panther. Like, we got way more time with him, and like, he's calculated in this, and he's the only person he kills in the movie that has nothing to do with getting Gamora, but that has nothing to do with getting the Infinity Stones was Loki, because Loki tried to kill him. Like, he could kill every Avenger in seconds in every fight he has with them, and he's not doing it because they don't need to die, and he's doing what he thinks he's done. He knows it sucks.
But, is Loki like, considered an Avenger?
You know what I mean, like hero. No, Loki's not an Avenger. He's a Revenger.
But is he? That's what I did. Is there actually a thing called the Revengers?
That's what they called their team in Ragnarok.
Jeez, it's ridiculous. I don't remember that. That's funny though.
That's what Thor. What's it, the girl in that movie asked Thor if they had a name, and he was like the Revengers, because we're getting revenge.
I thought. I love what's his name, Groot. Groot's amazing in this movie.
Yeah, Groot was dope. Thor was my MVP, and I loved that little subplot with. Okay, first of all, Peter Dinklage playing a giant was incredible. That's
pretty funny. That was really good.
When that happened, I'm like, God damn, Marvel, you've done it again. Like, Peter Dinklage walks in and is a freaking giant. that blew my mind, and just like Thor in this whole movie was. Like, as a lifelong Thor fan, who's always been my favorite Avenger besides Ant-Man, Ant-Man, shout out Ant-Man, another guy who didn't show up, but Thor has always been funny. Is it
because he's fighting the Wasp?
I think they just didn't want to have Ant-Man in this movie before Ant-Man comes out in the summer, and I think I think he'll be in the next Avengers, but, like, I've always thought Thor was awesome. And he kicked ass, and he was funny, but they never really utilized him in the right way. And then in Ragnarok, they just opened up how awesome Thor is and, like, used him perfectly. And then it carried over into this, and, like, that scene when he's talking to Rocket in the ship when they're on their way, and he's, like, low-key, like, tearing up, and he's, like, saying he's gonna, like, that was, like, that made you feel for Thor. He's been alive for 15,000 years. He probably ain't dying, but, like, you're like, damn. You know, he's not thrilled right now, but he's still laughing and chilling. And his dialogue with any of the Guardians was amazing. And I said, his subplot, this dude literally just holds the weight of a dying star so they could build this fucking hammer. And then Groot, after just playing his game for the whole movie, just sticks his hand in there and cuts off his, like, oh my God. And then his landing on Wakanda, dude, like. Thor owned this movie, and
he didn't get to sick. Do anything right.
in the last couple Avengers, and then this
he
one.
May
like,
be right. He may have been actually the sickest guy.
He was awesome.
He was sick. There's one other Drax. I always love Drax, dude.
Drax was great.
He is the funniest Avenger, I think.
He was so funny. The scene where he's standing still, just isn't saying anything.
He's so ridiculous. I'm amazed at how, I mean, dude, every movie Bautista's in is so good. He was so sick in the Inspector. He was so sick in was the last one he did? The Blade Runner. And he's sick in every Guardians movie.
The Guardians were, like, they stole this movie. Like, every scene they were in was great. And, like,
oh yeah,
I feel like out of all the Guardians in the first two movies, like, Gamora got the least to do. And then she gets, like, the most to do out of every character in the movie, pretty much, besides Thanos. And, like, that was awesome. And she might be gone. She might not come back. Who knows?
I feel like she's going to. I feel like somehow she's going to come back.
I've read theories that her soul could be trapped in the Soul Stone.
Right.
Which is like...
I felt sad for her, actually.
Yeah, her dying...
It was sad because I felt sad for Thanos, because it's like, this guy doesn't love anything, but he loves her.
Yeah, man. And like, Thanos had one scene in any of the movies before this where he talked, and he mentioned how Gamora was his favorite. And I love how, like, that little thread, like, ran through 10 movies later and, like, becomes the main plot of this movie. And I love the Red Skull in that scene. Like, that was crazy.
I know.
I did not see that coming
at all. I heard
he
may be in it. I heard he may have been in it, actually.
I didn't. I had no idea. That was so sick. I knew he was... I thought he was still alive, but I didn't know he would ever actually come back.
It was... It, man... just an... Awesome. The Collector... Yeah. He's so funny. I think he's dead, actually, right?
He is presumed to be dead, because we never actually saw him.
I feel like I wish he had more of a role. I love Benicio del Toro.
I love that scene, too. Like, you think he's kicking the Collector's ass, and then Gamora kills Thanos. And, like, once he started dying, I was like, okay, like, what the hell is going on?
Right?
It's too ridiculous. Yeah, and then he just actually used the Reality Stone to manipulate reality.
That was super sick. That was super cool.
He used... I don't think he used the... Well, I don't really know what the Soul Stone does, but, like, he used every stone for their purpose. Like, he used the Space Stone to travel. He used the Power Stone to fuck shit up. He used the Time Stone, obviously, in that one scene. And he used the Reality Stone in that scene. I think it's dope that they, like, actually didn't make it so it's just, like, he needs these six things to just be super powerful. Like, he actually showed each of them doing a different thing.
Right? It's crazy. And how he, like, killed all the people in the end. I didn't see that coming. Now, I think what, like, really kind of threw me through, like, I was like, holy shit, was the ending. Was that extra clip at the end.
Oh, the Nick Fury scene?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, that was dope.
So I guess he's reaching out to Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Which I heard Captain Marvel's a female.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. My buddy was telling me that he got that from Captain Marvel, that beacon.
Yeah. So this isn't really spoiling anything for anyone that's listening to this. The Captain Marvel movie that comes out in March is set in the 90s, and Nick Fury's in it. So that's why it wasn't a beacon, dude. It was literally a beeper.
Right. Oh, my God, dude.
Because that movie took place in the 90s. So, like, people think
Who is Captain Marvel?
She's, like, super... She's one of the most powerful characters.
No, but who's the actor or actress?
Oh,
it's an actress, right?
Brie Larson.
Really?
Yeah, Brie Larson's dope. I was pumped about that.
Brie Larson's not the one from House, is it?
Brie Larson is from... Have you ever seen Room?
I haven't. Okay, but I know who she is.
Yeah, 21 Jump Street.
She gave the award to...
To Casey Affleck?
Yes, okay, yeah. I know who she is. I don't know how she acts, but, like, I have a feeling she must be pretty good.
She was... Her in Room is one of the, like, the best acting performances I've seen in the last couple of years. I won't say the best because I have to think about it, but that movie was really good and she carried it. And the kid actor in that was really, that movie's awesome. You should watch it if you want to get, like, depressed.
I think I'm good, but I definitely...
It was a dope movie. Room, a lot different than Infinity War, but good movie. Oh, and she was in King Kong.
Yeah, I've seen her. This is going to be... I'm excited. I can't wait to see that.
It's yeah, gonna man. Be interesting. This, I'm interested to see where they go with Avengers 4. Hopefully, my man Hawkeye is.
Dude, he's got to be there. I've heard that he has to be in that one.
He will be. A lot of people think, including me, that he might have a little appearance in Ant-Man, and then I think the post-credit scene could be his family disappearing.
Dude.
And then him going
rogue. I still need to see the first Ant-Man.
What? You haven't seen Ant-Man?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell are you doing?
I think it's the only one I haven't seen.
I love Ant-Man. Huge Ant-Man guy over here. You got to see that movie.
He cracks me up.
Dude, he's great. That movie's awesome.
I know. I want to see it. It's just not on anything, so I'm going to have to pay to see it. I'll probably watch it this weekend.
Just rent it for free. It can't be that expensive. Or not for
that's
free.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't rent it for free.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, what are you talking about? So, yeah, I plan on renting it.
Yeah. Okay. More about this movie. I loved the pairings of all the characters. I think I loved every fight scene. I think the only reason this movie doesn't have higher reviews is because, like, a film snob who doesn't give a shit about the Marvel Universe and hasn't seen all the movies, like, probably isn't going to care about these movies. Like, a lot of the criticisms were like, oh, they didn't give backstory to any of these characters. It's like, yeah, there's 18 movies that you can go back and watch yourself that give backstory to everybody besides Thanos, and then they give you backstory to Thanos and Gamora. But, like, yeah, like, they're not going to spend 5 minutes explaining who Doctor Strange or Black Panther is. They're just like, oh, he does weird shit. This guy is a lot of high tech. There you go.
You know what? This reminds me. I still got to see Super Troopers 2.
I haven't seen that either. I'm going to wait till it comes out on DVD.
Oh. I don't know if I can wait that long.
I just, like, I don't have anyone near me that's going to go see. I don't want to pay. New York movies are expensive. I'm not going to pay $15 to go see Super Troopers 2.
Dude, it's about the same price out here.
Yeah.
But I just. I watched the first one the other day, and it was just so funny.
One of my favorite comedies ever. I'm very excited to watch the sequel. I'd go if somebody hit me up and was like, you want to go see Super Troopers 2, but I'm not going to go see it alone.
I feel like I just want to go see it to make sure that they make money on the movie.
I think they did well. It's not like it had a huge budget.
I don't think
budget.
They did. I don't think... Yeah, it did. It had a... It looks like they may have actually made their money back on it. Oh, yeah. No, they did. I think they're going to have to make Beer Fest 2 now.
they've been talking about it. Pot Fest.
Have they really? Oh, Pot Fest?
Yeah, they made their money back. They didn't, like, make a killing, but...
I would like to see Beer Fest 2. Pot Fest, I don't know. I don't know if I'd find that funny.
Well, that's what they teased at the end of Beer Fest.
Oh, really? What? I don't remember that.
Yeah, with the scene with Willie Nelson.
I'm going to have to look that up. Let's see. Do they have any? Oh, nope, they don't have any other ones. Farva is my favorite character.
Farva's great.
Farva really is. Interesting. I'm going to have to look that up. Pot Fest.
I can't wait to see Avengers again tomorrow. I'm so excited. I kind of wish I got to see it again before I talked about it on the podcast. But would you rank this as your best Marvel movie?
Dude, I kind of feel that way. I know that I probably shouldn't because Captain America 2 was awesome, but, like, I really like this movie.
Yeah, I can't. That's why I want to see it again because, like, I want to watch it where it's just my jaw isn't dropped the entire. Like, that was my favorite movie seeing in theater experience probably since the first Avengers, where you're just sitting there like, I cannot believe this is happening. Like, everything happening, you're like, what the fuck? But, like, so now I want to watch it and after and like a real movie, and I feel like it'll still be in my top three with Winter Soldier and Guardians, and it could definitely be number one. It might be number one.
Yeah, it was good. What about Deadpool 2?
I'm excited for Deadpool 2. We'll see what they do.
The newest trailer is absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, with Peter or whatever his name is.
What superpowers do you have? None. You're on the team.
What a year for Josh Brolin.
God, dude. Whoa, that's the movie. The firefighter movie. The hotshot movie. Oh my God, that's the best movie I've seen this year.
Josh Brolin was in it.
Yeah.
The legacy of Only the Brave.
Only the Brave, dude. That is the best movie I've seen. Dude, it's so good. I was in tears at the end of that movie.
Oh my God, yes. I know this movie because I think 5 different people texted me and were just like, they're making smoke jumpers.
Yeah, dude, they still got to make Queens Boulevard.
I got that joke from like 5 different people. They're like, yo, they're actually making smoke jumpers. I was like, damn, dude, I thought the same thing.
That movie was actually so sad. It was so sure good, though. Good.
I'm definitely going
to watch it. You got to see it. He's also making, whatchamacallit, Sicario 2.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about Sicario 2, to be honest with you. And dude, I love Sicario.
How excited do you think Jake is for Sicario 2?
Why are they making this? Why are they making this movie? I don't understand.
Because the first one was so sick.
There was no more story to be told after the first movie.
Dude, Josh Brolin, is he the best actor of our time?
Probably not.
Who do you think's better?
Define our time. Like, what's the time frame here?
I mean, he's just made some really good movies. Like, he's in The Goonies. He's in Hollow Man.
All right, so that's a pretty long stretch of time if we're going back to The Goonies.
He's in Grindhouse, No Country for Old Men, American Gangster, Milk, True Grit, Guardians of the Galaxy.
That doesn't count.
Inherent Vice seems like it was a pretty good movie, but I've never seen it.
I wasn't
Avengers. He's in Avengers, Age of Ultron.
I wasn't a big Inherent Vice fan. I know people love that movie, though.
Avengers, Age of Ultron, Sicario.
Yeah, I know you're reading his IMDb page. He wasn't in...
Your mic just went out, so I don't think anyone was...
He wasn't in Avengers, Age of Ultron, dude. He puts a glove on in the post-credit scene.
Dude, it's part of it. It's part of it, man.
He's not in the movie. Part of it.
Deadpool 2, he's in.
He's having a moment.
Whoa. He's Cable. Oh, my God. Dude, the last year, he did Only the Brave. I don't know anything about the legacy of White-Tailed Deer Hunter. Avengers Infinity War. Deadpool 2 is the bad guy, freaking Cable and Sicario. Holy shit, dude.
Oh, you're going to love this, dude. So this movie, The Legend of a White-Tailed Deer Hunter, hasn't come out yet, but it's written and directed by Jody, you know who Jody Hill is?
No clue.
Jody Hill made Eastbound and Down and
No Way.
And Danny McBride is also a writer on this and is the other main character.
The Legend of the White, has this come out yet?
No, it came out, it aired at South by Southwest, but it comes out in July.
Scoot McNairy is in this film. I have no clue.
Shout out to Carrie Coon.
Who?
Carrie Coon, dude. This is in The Leftovers. She was in Infinity War.
The Leftovers. I'm trying to remember. I've not seen The Leftovers.
TV show.
I know what it is now. I just remember. She's in Gone Montana Girl. Jordan. I don't know him.
You're just naming cool names now.
I'm just looking. No. I'm just looking at who it's saying is in it. I really want to see this now.
Montana Jordan is 15 years old, and this is his first movie.
Dude, I've just... Oh, okay. He's on the show, The Big Bang Theory spinoff, Young Sheldon.
Young Sheldon. That's my show.
Are you actually a fan of Young Sheldon?
No. Never
I can't tell it. If you like it or hate it.
I honestly have no opinion on it.
I think it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. Haven't watched a single episode.
I actually heard when I saw people talking about the first episode, they were like, this show could have a lot of potential and like seeing like a young kid grow up and like growing as a person, except we know that he becomes this annoying ass dude from the Big Bang Theory. So like there's going to be no development with his character for the entire show.
So it gets over, it's gotten over 11 million viewers for every episode.
I hate people, man. What the fuck?
People suck. People Why? Suck, dude. You want to know what my show is, but I've kind of fallen out of it. I need to get back into it. Is The Good Doctor.
You watch The Good Doctor?
I love The Good Doctor, but it's been a while since I've watched it because I didn't keep up with it on Hulu.
Oh, yeah. That'll do it.
You also got to watch the show. Have you ever seen the show Billions?
No. But dude, I know everyone that watches Billions is obsessed with Billions.
It's insane. It's really dope. It's a really good show. You got to watch it.
Yeah.
Like,
it's on my list.
You can trust me on this one. Because here's the thing. I hate Breaking Bad. I will never like Breaking Bad. Dude, I don't think I will ever finish. That's
literally not true.
What do you mean?
What do you mean you never liked Breaking Bad?
No, I said I will never like Breaking Bad.
You watched almost the entire series.
I almost watched the entire series, but the end was so bad that it ruined it for me.
Don't act like you don't like Breaking Bad.
I don't like Breaking Bad. Okay. I see Breaking Bad stuff, and I just scroll right past it on my computer.
Breaking Bad is awesome.
I mean, why? They should have ended it at season 4. Overrated.
Still an awesome show. One of the best.
If they just ended it at season 4, it would have been perfect.
No, I like the last season.
No. What? Why? It was terrible.
Walt doesn't deserve to just win, dude.
He does.
No, he doesn't.
I personally, I liked it. I was happy when I thought
he needed to have the fall.
Why?
He needed the fall. That's why a show like Dexter's ending was stupid as hell.
Never saw Dexter. I heard they're bringing it back, though.
They should just let that shit die. It got so bad.
I'm pretty sure I hated that show.
The first couple seasons were dope. It was a good show.
That was one of those shows in college I never got into.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones I used to hate until I finally watched it. I just ripping on. I ripped on it before even trying it.
Yep, that sounds like you.
The worst show I ever saw was The Wire. Bro, I can't believe that's a popular show.
It's the best show ever made.
It was atrocious.
What are you watching now? Westworld?
No, and I just kind of don't even understand how there's a second season to Westworld.
What? What?
Everyone should have died at the end of Westworld. Should have been a one season show.
No, that would have been. There was way too much world building if that was a miniseries. I get your point, but there was way too much just like backstory and building and making us care about the park for it to be a one season show.
Is Anthony Hopkins going to come back, or is he gone?
He hasn't been in it yet. I think he's gone.
I like Ed Harris.
Ed Harris still
made me watch that show.
So you've seen the whole first season?
Yeah. It took me about a year and a half to watch it, but I saw it.
I'm intrigued by where they're going. It's a good show. I love Atlanta. That's probably my favorite show on right now.
I haven't watched a single episode.
Atlanta's dope. The Americans is wrapping up.
It's interesting. This is going to be a very hot one, but I kind of want to see the new Han Solo movie.
That's not hot. I'm going to see it.
Well, remember the last episode we did?
Oh, you were laying the smackdown on it? What changed your opinion?
Well, remember I thought the dude was British who was playing Han Solo? And then you made me realize he wasn't actually British.
Yes, I actually did that.
And so I just saw the trailer and it just looks cool.
I think it'll be all right. I can't imagine Disney putting out a shitty movie. I'm sure it'll be super reshot and it probably, I can't imagine it being that good just because of how much went into the production. That didn't sound great.
But, wait, what?
Dude, there's what two happened? Different directors on the movie.
Why?
Because the first ones quit.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, why? It
was originally the dudes that did 21 Jump Street, and they quit over creative differences, and then they hired Ron Howard.
Oh, well, Ron Howard's fucking awesome, dude.
No, I agree, but, like, how do you go from the guys that did 21 and 22 Jump Street to Ron Howard?
Well, that's why you hire Ron Howard.
But that's, like, why bring those guys on in the first place if you're not trying to make their movie? And, like, that's, I still think it's going to be good because, like, Disney doesn't put out bad movies, really. So, like, it'll probably be pretty good. Probably not that great. Probably be overrated, but it'll be fun.
I want to see, I don't know if you ever saw this movie, the Formula One movie he did, Drive.
No, I've had it downloaded on my computer for like 6 years.
Dude, that was one of the best movies I ever saw. Niki Lauda.
Yeah. Hemsworth, dude. Hemsworth is a beast.
Yeah, he's sick in that movie. It's a shame his brother didn't get, you know, the apple fell very far from the tree.
Which one, Liam or the one on Westworld?
Wait, what?
Yeah, you didn't know his brother's on Westworld?
Who is his brother on Westworld?
He plays one of the guards.
He plays season one?
The guard that gets the most screen time. Yeah.
In season one.
Look him up. You'd recognize him. His name is
what?
Shit, what's his name?
Liam's the shitty one, right?
Yeah, Liam's not a bad actor though.
What has he been in? He's the one dating Miley Cyrus, right?
I've only seen him in The Hunger Games.
Oh, shit, dude. What? This is his brother?
Yeah, he was in...
Holy shit.
He was in Thor Ragnarok, too. You know who he played?
Who?
He played Thor in the play scene.
Wait, what? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you know the scene with Matt Damon?
Dude,
he played.
What?
They had him playing Thor.
Whoa, dude. Wow. Too bad he's not in, like, anything else, but damn, that dude's sick. I actually like that dude.
No, he's fine. He's a fine actor.
Damn.
Liam's not bad. He was good in The Hunger Games. I haven't seen Chris, him in literally dude. Anything else.
But Chris
is a shit, man.
You can't beat Chris Hemsworth, man.
No, you can't. Dude, Liam starred in that Independence Day sequel.
Well, I would never watch that movie ever.
Me neither.
You couldn't pay me to watch that movie, probably.
No.
Wow.
I mean, you could definitely pay me to watch it.
He needs to do more movies.
Yeah. I hope he does more Thor movies. Name of the movie. Yeah. Oh, I could have told you the name, I think. I don't know.
Cabin in the Woods is a good one.
Yeah, I forgot he's in that. That movie's okay. I thought it was kind of overrated.
I really liked it, actually. I wonder how these guys got famous.
Who? The Hemsworth brothers?
Yeah.
Probably by being good looking.
Dude, Avengers Infinity War Part 2. Oh my god. It's crazy, dude. I just can't believe that they're doing a second one. I wish they'd do a third one, to be completely honest.
I'm hyped, dude. And, like, I think for what's going to be interesting is, like, the stakes for the Avengers left, like, I think they could die. Like, I think everyone that's got snapped is going to come back. But, like,
dude, I love that they hired, I love that they have a female director for Captain Marvel. I bet you could have the same success as Wonder Woman.
Yeah, it's Marvel. I think it'll be good.
Zack Snyder sucks. Literally, I finally saw... What's that movie? What's the one with the DC characters?
Justice League.
It's so stupid. It's so, 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 so stupid.
I didn't hate it.
I can't believe how stupid it is. I can't believe they actually put that out on film.
I just, like, I don't know what they're doing. I did kind of like some stuff in Justice League, though. I love the scene where Aquaman sits on the lasso.
Sits on the lasso.
You remember that scene? He sits on the lasso and just starts like rambling about how he thinks they're all gonna die, and he's like, "I don't want to die. Like, I got a lot to live for. Like, I'm young. I'm a king." He just like starts saying, like, complimenting everyone.
Dude, I don't remember that.
Either way, that movie has the worst bad guy in like any movie ever, and the CGI is horrible. The plot is stupid as hell. The characters are fun.
I don't even know who the main bad guy is.
He was that giant old dude.
Giant old dude.
I don't know, man. I don't want to talk about the Justice League.
Dude, they need Martian Manhunter. That's what they need.
They could have used him. The problem with that movie wasn't the heroes, though. It was literally every other aspect of the movie.
Do you know who Vandenesh looks like? Vandesh?
No.
I don't even know what this dude... He looks like Thad Castle.
Yeah, my brother was telling me how he's literally just a Thad Castle. And he even went to Boise State.
Dude, I can't believe they drafted him. I can't believe how literally we talked about the NFL draft. Have you listened to the new Post Malone album?
No.
Give our viewers something to listen to.
What? Didn't something just come out? Did J. Cole Post album was Malone. Pretty good. I like the Kali Uchis album, if anyone's into that kind of thing.
There's a song out there right now. Say Something by Justin Timberlake, JT. It's phenomenal. Have you heard it?
No.
It's him and Chris Stapleton. Unreal. It's literally liquid gold.
I kind of like the new Cardi B album. I'm not going to lie.
I don't listen to Cardi B. I don't listen to rap.
Okay, well, then why? I guess Post Malone's not rap.
I don't listen to Post Malone. I haven't listened to it. I haven't heard it. I've just seen photos of people posting about it.
Let's read Jared's questions. Have you read them yet?
I have not read any.
Four questions, he said. Shout out to Jared. Shout out to the Chubstep podcast.
What episode's Chubstep at? Any idea?
They're well over 100. I'm not going to lie, I missed. I got out of the loop because I've been listening to a lot of playoff podcasts. So I was actually binge listening to Chubstep today. I listened to two episodes. They're both pretty good. Very good.
I need to start listening to podcasts again. People keep calling me at work. So it's like when I'm talking to people, I can't really get into something.
You
got to
get on your pod. You can't be a podcast host and not listen to podcasts. All right.
The only podcast I really ever listened to besides... I'd listen to Chubstep occasionally, but it was Dan Levitard's show.
Yeah, that's your show. All right. Why haven't we watched Bosch yet? Have you watched Bosch?
I don't even know what Bosch is.
I know it because it's got a couple actors from The Wire in it. We're getting there, Jared. It's a TV show on Amazon.
Is it good? Oh, wait.
Jared says
Bosch?
It's good. Yeah.
Hold on. Bosch?
Probably heard of it. You know the main actor.
B-O-S-H.
B-O-S-C-H. Not Chris Bosch.
Dude, I want to see this movie. What's that dude from?
I don't know what he's from, but he's in a lot of stuff. All right, next question. Can this be an every week thing?
Yes, we need to do this more. Like, we need to make the time for it. If we have to do it on the weekends, we'll do it on the weekends.
I think we want to shoot for every other week, but we can definitely make it a recurring thing.
Titus Welliver.
Yeah.
What is he from? What is the big thing that he did right before Bosch?
That's a good question. Jared asked 5 hours ago if anyone actually thinks Toronto's good. I did 4 days ago. I do not anymore. I think they've answered that question themselves. They will never beat LeBron.
I thought they were good until today.
Men in Black. Until I saw Men in Black lost. Is definitely what I know this dude from. Wasn't he the
I think
boss?
I know him from Suits, maybe.
Sons of Anarchy?
Oh, you know what? He's on The Good Wife. I watched The Good Wife.
That's funny.
Glenn Childs.
Shout out to Juliana Margulies.
So good.
Emmy winner. All right, Jared's last question. Best player in real life that's bad to play with in 2K. So, Dwight Howard definitely held this mantle when he was really good. He was so annoying in 2K. You could never do anything with him. I think Isaiah Thomas held it last year, but he's not really good anymore. This year,
I think anyone who's a 3-point shooter.
Yeah. So I gotta. Who's good? That's not that good in 2K. NBA best players.
I have not lost a game at 2K yet, and I've played like 3 ever against people who play all the time.
You're ridiculous.
Anthony this is my. I'm better really than good. You. I'm better than no, you at this game.
Nope. Most Dude, of the good players are good in 2K, because there's not any like big men that don't really move anymore.
Have you played PUBG or Fortnite?
Blake Griffin sucks. That's the answer.
But he sucks in real life.
Yeah, he's not great in 2K.
What video game are you playing right now? What's your go-to game?
I haven't played PUBG or Fortnite, to answer your question. I just beat Mario Odyssey. It was amazing.
Oh, so it was good.
So good. Oh, my God. And you can collect like 999 stars in it. I'm only at 400, so I got a ways to go.
Oh,
I
can still shit.
Good replay value.
Holy shit, man. That is a lot. What was better, the Zelda game or Mario Odyssey?
It's close. I think I lean towards Zelda, but Odyssey was fun as hell.
Damn. Not on the Xbox grind anymore?
Well, I still play a lot of 2K. I haven't played an Xbox game that's not 2K.
Interesting.
I don't remember the last game I played.
Did you ever play The Witcher 3?
No, I didn't.
You should play that. This is the best game I've played in a long time.
I want to... The Fractured Butthole just came out for the Switch.
Wow, that game's amazing.
Yeah, so I'm definitely definitely planning on getting that. Yeah.
I actually don't remember how the game ends, but it was good. It's really good.
I love the Stick of Truth.
I'm going to give another shout out to my boss, Phil. See if you listen to this tomorrow. When is this going to be posted, actually?
Probably tomorrow. I'm going to see if I have to edit the sound, which I might. We'll see.
Yeah. Sometimes I absolutely.
Do. It'll take a
damn,
while.
Damn, I didn't give very many hot takes this show.
It was one of our more not hot shows. There was some actual analysis in there. There was you talking about things in the NBA that you were just kind of making up, like Jahlil Okafor looked good.
I just don't know enough about basketball.
Hey, yeah, Duke, your own.
Duke. Sorry, last thing I'm going to say. Duke. Literally, they got the top 3 recruits in college coming their way. They just had another guy who's a 5-star in the class of 2019 commit to the class of 2018.
I think it's funny that Coach K just is going all in on the one-and-dones, which might not be a thing for that much longer.
We'll see. It makes a lot of money.
Yeah, not for the people that should be getting the money. So,
dude, they need to bring back the NCAA video games. Sorry.
What'd you think about that guy jumping at the G League instead of going to Syracuse?
Didn't hear about it.
Well, a 5-star recruit that was committed to Syracuse decommitted, and he's just going to go to the G League for a year.
I can't say what my feelings are about that because it's not politically correct.
Well, good, because I worked with the G League this year, so you keep that hate out of your mouth.
G League's the greatest thing I've ever watched.
I sat courtside at a Westchester Knicks game this year.
Wow, that sounds really interesting.
It was awesome. There was a buffet. It was dope.
I'm a fighting farmer ant kind of guy. Fort Wayne fighting farmer ants.
I know what you're talking about. I don't think they exist anymore. G League's got some great names, man. There's some great names in the G League.
How can you afford a G League team?
Most of them lose money, but they're on the way up. This was their best year ever. Well, look, I mean, what they're... We can wrap this up in a second, but let me give the piece about where the G League's going. It's going to become a farm system, pretty much. Is what it seems like the direction is. And, like, you got to think if your G League teams are playing, like, guys that are good. Like, you're going to go see. You're going to go to games for cheap if you live near it.
Okay.
That's about it. That's all I had. It's going to be more of a challenge to build viewership, but I think they'll be able to get people to go to games once you got more, like, prospects and talent in there.
I gotta rip on one person. Can you play that sound bit? Do you have that intro sound bit?
What do you want? Go home?
Oh, we gotta send someone home. It's one person I gotta
send
home.
Someone home, and then we're gonna go home.
Yes, yeah, because I need to go to bed. I know you need to go to bed, but...
9, or 8 and 8. Or 9 and 7. Okay? Or 10 and 6, for that matter.
They just call it analytics. They can charge you more for it. They're just stats.
Gus, hey, it's fantastic.
Why didn't you just go home?
Say that again.
It's fantastic.
That's your home! Are you too good for your home?
Guys, I got it.
Stay out of my territory.
Can you stay, quiet. Mr. President-elect?
Go ahead.
Can you say categorically?
She's asking a question.
Mr. President-elect, can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
You're attacking us. Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
Can you give us a question?
That is 7 and 9 bullshit.
God, I
well,
love that sound, but
it's great because your last clip really got right to what I wanted to get to, which was about the president. Mainly, is Rudy Giuliani lost his freaking mind? Is he what's going on with him?
I gotta say, man, you're 180 on Trump over the last like year and a half has been wild.
I thought he was entertaining. That was why I liked him in the beginning.
You're part of the problem, bro. This is how we got here.
I'm not going to actually say if I voted for him or not, but I thought he was funny, and now I'm just annoyed. But Rudy Giuliani, don't ever be a lawyer again. Just retire. You have no clue what you're doing. You literally are just – you're putting – he's creating this web. Oh, just he's just changing the story, and it's like, what are you thinking? What is going on?
I can't believe the whole, like, investigation thing and, like, how people are like, this investigation needs to end today. Like, there's no collusion. Like, all right, well, if there's no collusion, then they're not going to find anything. And then it's going to be over. And then you win. Like, what? I don't get it. Like, this thing will end when it ends.
Well, all I know is he's going to win the Nobel Peace Prize and he deserves it. Because he's making peace in Korea. He's unifying Korea. I'm impressed.
Hey, man.
I didn't see Obama do that.
Look, I don't know if he had anything to do with it or not, but it happened during his presidency, and if it stays like that, he'll always have that.
We'll see. We'll see. Well, do you want to pick a song for us to go out on?
No, because we should just not have a song. I don't feel like picking one. You got anything?
Damn.
This is already a pretty long podcast.
You're just gonna have to edit one in. Just throw something in.
Name a person and I'll play a song.
Say something
right
by
now.
Justin Timberlake. Okay.
Let's see if I have any Justin Timberlake on my iTunes.
No. Say something by Justin Timberlake.
I got Dead and Gone. And I got Holy Grail. And Winner. He's in that.
You're gonna have something else.
That's all my JT.
God, play something bad. Just play a really bad song. Just play a really bad song.
I only got hits, bro.
Play Meek Mill.
No, the Sixers lost tonight. Don't make me sad.
Play.
How about
play
this?
My House by Flo Rida.
We're gonna play Teach Me How to Doggy. I don't have My House by Flo Rida. You got any closing remarks?
Ride the buzz.
We'll be back at some point. from the next 1 to 12 weeks.
It's Cinco de Drinco this weekend.
Yeah,
drink some soul. Just get a nice little mini buzz going, not too much. Just a little mini buzz.
Get however buzz you want to be, but ride it. That's what matters.
All right. Deuces. I lead the functions and all the ladies trying to screw me. Now you just do you, and I'ma do me. All day. Dudes love to hate, so they try to shoot me. Females be stuck to me. I think they try to glue me. I make the party shine bright. When